Hi, I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday meditation. I know that yesterday, if you tuned in, you heard some of the lyrics from one of my favorite songs these days, Starts and Ends, from Hillsong United. I want to come back to that song and read you some of the lyrics from the next verse. And I think this is so powerful. And my soul finds rest where it makes no sense. There the blood sets me free. All my old regrets, all my brokenness, all my failures redeemed. And it feels like grace. Where I stacked my shame, there the cross stands for me. Is that not just powerful? I get this picture of me taking all of my sins, all of my selfishness, and taking those things, and if they were bricks, stacking them in front of the Lord Jesus, and Him kind of just brushing them away and saying, I forgive you, I forgive you, I forgive you, I forgive you. You know, in my life, there are times where that brick wall could easily hide me from the cross, but because of Jesus, he eliminates that wall. He keeps breaking it down through His forgiveness and His grace. Today, I invite you, as we prepare for our time of meditation, that you might be able to pray specifically and join me in this time. Some folks have said, you know, Chuck, I love it when you do this because I kind of pray out loud right behind you. And others have said, Chuck, I just want that to be my prayer. Friend, God knows your heart. And whether you are joining me verbally or you are joining me within your spirit, just know, let this be your prayer today. God, today, I want to lay all the bricks of sin and selfishness in front of you. And would you wash them away and flick them away so that they refuse to be built up into a wall that separates me from your grace and your goodness? God, would you wipe those things out? And would you take all my old regrets, take all of my brokenness, and Lord, would you take all my failures and redeem them? I just know, Lord, that I need you today, and I need you to give me peace, power, and direction. Friend, pray that in Jesus' name today. And as we prepare to worship, or as we prepare to meditate, here's what I'd love for you to be aware of more than anything. Would you set yourself aside for a few moments in quietude and solitude? And I have even found that being quiet and being still is such a challenge. It is an overwhelming challenge for most of us because there are very few times, if you're a mom that's off to work and shuttling kids to daycare, you're a dad that's off to shuttle kids to work and then you've got a million places to go. If you're a real estate agent, if you're an attorney, I mean, it doesn't matter what your role is in life, a full-time stay-at-home mom, whatever your role is, what we do know is that your life is busy. Today, let your soul find rest in this time and listen to the voice of God. He wants to speak to you and will speak to you. Use this as a time. Prepare yourself to know His voice. I'll mind the time, and I'll be back in just a few moments. Well, the end of the song says this: all the things I've done, all the times I've run, all my dead ends redeemed, and it looks like hope where my heart was broke. Is that not beautiful? All my hope. Oh my goodness, I love that. That it is now found in Him. You know, there is a chorus that goes along with this that says, lay your burden down upon Him. Lay your burden down. And it goes on, it says, continue to lay your burden down, lay your burden down. Jesus may rest in peace, my reconciler. You're my every good thing. Let Him be your every good thing today. Throughout the day, stop for 10 seconds just to hear the voice of God. Maybe you just are preparing to walk into a meeting. Just stop and ask the Lord to speak into your life. Whatever that time is in your life and whatever you face today, that spirit man welling up inside of you will speak to you if you simply ask Him to. God bless you, friend. I'll see you back tomorrow on another weekday meditation.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.